Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
What is on your mind? That's the question we ask. For a simple reason, we want to know. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Henn with Todd, the Radio God Mitchell. We're here from the studios of 550 K-Fire in the studio. Kind of unusual, isn't it, Todd? Isn't people, not for you so much, but for me.
Yeah.
K-Fire Cafe would be unusual for you to be in the studio.
Yeah.
Usually someplace fun like Linton, North Dakota.
Dairy Ag Day coming up Friday. Going to be good. Parade at 2 o'clock. And the Jesse Veeder, who I'll have in studio in K-Fire tomorrow afternoon, as a matter of fact.
Sounds like fun.
The next, we're in this burst of rising stars coming out of North Dakota. Gwen Sebastian and Kat Perkins. Now Jesse Veeder.
I know, it's great.
The girls from Tiger Lily. I mean, wow.
It is. It's wonderful. Love homegrown talent. Nothing like it. Fantastic. And really excited for summer to kick off so we can see more of it. All kinds of great venues. Should be lots of fun. Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennon. As I mentioned, Todd Mitchell is here, and we want to hear from you to find out what's on your mind. Wednesday means a couple of things. We're brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. And if you go to their website, did I mention it was NorthDakotaOilCan.com? You will find a list of activities that I would love for you to circle on your calendar and say, I'm going to be there, including the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. Those are just so darn much fun. They really are. There's a Rib Fest coming up in Minot on the 18th. They're going to be there. The third annual Bakken Barbecue is happening. Really looking forward to that one. Our friends at MBI and others doing a nice job throwing a great party. Is that a week from Friday already? It's the 19th. 2 weeks, I guess, from Friday. And then we really get into some fun. The Cook Fest. Alexander is the first one, and that is the 14th of July. And then Southheart, and that's the 16th of July. So mark those on your calendar. I'm serious. Don't miss those. Plan a trip to go to the Cook Fest. For one, there's free food, like you can't believe.
All right.
There's a number of folks from the industry, all facets of the industry, and so you get a chance to meet them. They give away free stuff like you can't believe. I mean, like, really nice things. You know, mugs and blankets and, you know, really cool, like, I want one of these deals, right? You know, not the kind of the little tiny little pens or the, you know, the Snicker bar that's about the size of a quarter. I'm talking about, you know, the real good stuff, okay? So, and then there also is these information sessions where you get a chance to talk one-on-one with Ron Ness and Kathy Nesset and Lynn Helms and Justin Kringstad and other folks as well. They're really good. So it'll be a lot of fun. Southheart and Alexander. So looking forward to that. Last year was Kenmare, which was a blast, and then on down to Dunn Center. And so this year it's Alexander and Southheart. They move them around. They do two every year, and it's a lot of fun. So check it out, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Wednesday also means Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour, and we'll cover a lot of ground with him on things in the news, stuff that has passed, so including, by the way, a little change on the NSA surveillance program. It continues, but in a different form, and we'll tell you about that and a few other things with Congressman Cramer next hour on the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emails welcome studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Today, North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem and the acting U.S. Attorney, Chris Myers, are going to be announcing a new strike force targeting organized crime. And they'll actually be announcing this both in Bismarck and in Williston today. Montana's U.S. Attorney, as well as the director of the U.S. Department of Justice Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force, will be part of that. And the stories you're reading about this go something like this. I'll actually just read verbatim from the Forum newspapers. Oil and gas development has brought an influx of people and wealth into North Dakota, but has also brought more violent crime and drug and human trafficking, with criminal cases involving outlaw motorcycle gangs, Mexican cartels, and urban street gangs relocating from California. North Dakota's violent crime rate more than doubled from 2004 to 2013, according to the Attorney General's office, and drug arrests in what the office considers the state's 12 oil counties increased 40% in 2013 compared to a nearly 20% increase statewide. The 2014 crime report hasn't yet been released. Now, if we have Wayne Stengel, the Attorney General, on the program, he will tell you chapter and verse the increase in crime is proportionate to the population increase. All right? He'll put all this in perspective. In other words, this is why you need to be very leery of things you read sometimes in the media. Just do your own research on this, because what this headline tells me is the organized crime strike force that'll be announced today is tied to North Dakota's violent crime rate more than doubling from 2004 to 2013. Now, doubled from what? Doesn't tell me that. But that's why I appreciate our Attorney General, because he puts that in context. And when the new numbers come out, we've done that, we'll continue to do this. Now, that having been said, is there more crime in North Dakota? Absolutely. Is there more of some of the ugly stuff? Hearing more about drugs. You know, certainly after the incident recently in Waco, Texas, motorcycle gangs, you hear that, you listen up, right? Here's the deal, in my opinion. And if you agree or if you disagree, please pick up the phone and tell me. We have this. I mean, the fact that we are today announcing an organized crime strike force is a good thing. That's what you do. Okay, crime's up. Let's deal with it. Where is it worse? Where do we need to get better? What do we need to do? You know, in other words, we don't just sit back and go, oh, it's getting bad. Darn, oh. I'm scared. I might not leave the house. We do something about it. And you know what? The sheriff in your county, the police chief in your community, the statewide folks, they're all doing something about it. They're all on top of this. They know about it. It's happening. So I take the news today that a strike force, particularly related to organized crime, is happening. It's a good thing. It just means they see signs they don't like, and they're going to whack it before it gets out of control. That's good news. Now, the fact that crime has more than doubled from 2004 to 2013 is, you can't call that good news, but it is understandable given the fact we have more of everything. You have more people, you're going to have more crime. That's just simple as that. But put it in context. It's like our traffic problems here, right? Is traffic here where we live in some places? First of all, I think the worst place for traffic in North Dakota is Fargo. Nothing to do with oil. Okay, that's where you're most likely to get in a quote-unquote traffic jam, but even in Fargo. And by the way, during road construction, for instance, you know, coming into Watford City, if you head north on 85, you know, there were times taking 2.5 hours to get to about a mile from town and another hour to get into town. Now, that's largely changed because the bypass is open now and more roads are being done. And, you know, that's a little bit different than what I'm talking about, just your typical quote-unquote traffic, right? But, yes, there's tie-ups through Newtown, and they've been there. A lot of them, again, related to improvements, what I would call growing pains. But I'm saying, you know, there's a lot of traffic and a lot of truck traffic, especially in the Bakken. But I'm talking about, all right, I want to go from my home to the post office to the grocery store back home kind of traffic. Okay, are you going to experience some delays different than you did 5 and 10 years ago? Absolutely. Is it anything like Minneapolis? No. So put it in context, same exact thing on the crime. Is crime up? Yeah, because everything's up. There's more people. But just simple math, statistics tell you, hey, walk 5 blocks in downtown Minneapolis versus walking 5 blocks anywhere you choose in North Dakota, western Montana, southern Manitoba and Saskatchewan, northern South Dakota, and you are 100 times less likely to be accosted, harmed, anything else. That perspective, that, you know, full picture is not there in a lot of these stories. So buyer beware when you as a news consumer are soaking some of these things in. How do you deal with it? Put good people in positions. Right? Elect the right sheriff. Pay attention to who it is. Know who your PD is and who the city council members are that are making those decisions. You know, at the statewide level, okay. What's happening? How many BCI agents do we have? What's happening? We have this. We have this. So kudos to Attorney General Stenshem and the U.S. Attorney, Chris Myers, who's a good one, by the way, a really good one. We've made a marked improvement in my mind because we've got a law enforcement guy in that job now. Previously, we had, you know, a fine attorney who's, you know, obviously been a pretty active Democrat, but a partisan, okay? And so everything was through a partisan prism. It's not with Chris Myers. He's a law enforcement guy. So I trust him, and I think this is a good thing. That's my take. I welcome yours on that and any other stories. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. Speaking of crime, we do have an update on the situation in Grand Forks with the Walmart shooter I want to share when we come back, too, and welcome your calls as we continue.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 74 cents per bushel. Biodiesel is available at more than 20 locations in North Dakota. To find a supplier near you, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you having trouble collecting your royalty payments? Well, you need to be in Minot for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention at the Grand Hotel June 25th and 26th. For more information, visit naro-us.org. It's a great deal, jam-packed with great resources for you as a royalty owner. The biggest names in oil and gas will be speaking. You can take the Bakken tour Thursday morning, and there's great entertainment with comedian Milo Hatzenbuehler, plus a jam-packed, informative schedule Thursday and Friday. To sign up, you can call 800-558-0557. That number again, 1-800-558-0557. Or go online to register or see a full list of events at naro-us.org. That's naro-us.org.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Text Todd with your comments at 701-226-8503. You can put the What's on Your Mind hotline number in your speed dial so you can reach us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that telephone number is 855-200-1776. That, by the way, will get you to us during the show as well. And when you call that, if you just want to leave a message, press 1. 2 to chat with us when we're live on the air. But you can press 1 as well and let us know what you think. Love to have that in your speed dial. All right, let's go to New England and find out what's on the mind of John here today. First up at 800-228-0550. I'm not worried about crime. Are you? It's a question I have for you today. Hey, John, how are you? What's on your mind?
Hey, pretty good. I came from Fargo, and, of course, I moved there back in the late 80s. And, yeah, you're right. It's not even close to the same town. Probably doubled in population since then. But 4 years ago after I got to work in the oil field, I moved out to western North Dakota. And I'd actually done some research while I was at NDSU out in the Watford City area. And that town's probably grown by 10 times. I mean, that's not even recognizable. So I think what you're seeing is, obviously, if the state's crime has gone up by double in 10 years, the state's population hasn't even close to doubled. It hasn't even gone up by 25% probably in that time. But you have certain areas like Williston, Dickinson, Watford City, Newtown that have just gone crazy. And I think that's obviously where the higher crime rate. I mean, I know you're seeing more violent crime in Fargo, too. We hear that in the news. But the state's population hasn't doubled, so I'd say you're seeing some type of a trend, and I think it's related to the influx of a lot of out-of-state people. I mean, both in the metro area there in Fargo and in the boom towns out west here.
Yeah, and doubling is, again, though, doubling from what, right? So, I mean, it was non-existent, and it went up, it went up a lot, but to still a very low number. That's my only point, right? I mean,
yeah.
And again, when the Attorney General is saying, look, crime is up, but it's proportionate to where the population is up. I mean, he's not saying, when I make that phrase, he's not saying, okay, crime doubled, we'll slow the population. He's just saying the upticks are consistent with where the population growth is, which doesn't happen.
Right. But he's going to point out, obviously, our population hasn't doubled, and yet our crime rate has. But the point you make is good, because I was talking with a buddy of mine a couple of years ago, case in point, and the most violent crime and dangerous city in Canada is Winnipeg, Manitoba. And then you take a look at those numbers compared to cities in the U.S., and it would be like not even in the top 100. So you have to take a look, put things in context, too. You know, the highest crime rates in Europe would be a blip. And I'm talking about gun crime, rape, but it was violent crime. So you're right. I mean, I thought Winnipeg, well, it sounds like a terrible place to go, but it was like half the crime rate of Minneapolis or less, you know. So
exactly.
You have to put it in context.
I use the analogy on traffic, and again, I'm not trying to poo-poo this. I'm not trying to say, you know, don't worry about it. I don't worry about it, and the reason I don't worry about it is because we have good people that are on the job, and we pay them a lot of money to do a very good job. You know, I mean, they are there to watch upticks, to watch these signs, to say, whoa, wait a minute, a little more of that motorcycle stuff, and that's tied to organized crime, or a little more of that drug stuff, and that's tied, you know, so you do a strike force, or you get more folks there. So, I mean, they're on the job. Right.
And really, if you're not involved in the illegal trades, a lot of that violence is not affecting people on farms in residential neighborhoods very much. I mean, it's very rare to hear. I've never heard of a home invasion in North Dakota. You know, if you're dabbling in the drug trade or whatever, you know, that's where you're going to find a lot of your violent crime.
I should also say, I think people still should be vigilant, right? I mean, I don't think you need to go around being scared. I'm just saying it's being done. I'll give you an example. There's a story that we reported on earlier in the news about a woman who was in the parking lot of Menards in Moorhead, going across the border from Fargo. And she goes to her car, and somebody comes up to her and says, can I have a ride? She says, no. He gets in the car, grabs her keys, starts pillaging through her purse, and, ultimately fled after she started to call police, and was found to be on meth. Right. And he had another car that he'd stolen. And so here's a woman who thinks I can just go walk from my car to Walmart or Menards and back to my car without much. Look, you never know. Right. And that's more.
Yep.
That's, you know, so it happens. I'm not saying don't be smart about this when I say don't worry.
No.
I'm just saying we're on it. We know, you know, and that's a good thing.
town of 500, we have to lock our houses and our cars, and this never used to happen. You know, when I grew up in Battle Lake, Minnesota, nobody locked their house or their car then either, but out here you do. And on this end of the state, a couple of years ago, that was a well-known case where that math teacher was jogging in Sydney, and she was picked up, and they guys felt like killing somebody, so they killed her and buried her. Those guys drove all the way up from Colorado. They were on meth. If you talk to any law enforcement agent, 80% of the people in prison made these stupid decisions while they were high or drunk. I mean, if it wasn't for mind-altering drugs, our prisons would be a lot less, you know, full than they are now.
Yeah, and good point. By the way, that reminds me, the Grand Forks Police Department today have released the news that the shooter in the Walmart incident that killed the Walmart man and injured the other Walmart worker was under the influence of alcohol. They don't know yet on drugs, but did have over the legal limit of alcohol. And also, we're going to talk with a reporter from Valley News Live, Neil Carlson, who interviewed the woman who's been released from the hospital, the other Walmart worker, who said before he shot, every time he said something that she couldn't understand, but the same thing every time. So there's a new twist in that story we're tracking down, and we'll talk with a reporter coming up in a bit. Thanks, John. Nice to hear from you. Please call again if you would. Jamie in Fargo, what's on your mind, Jamie?
Hi. I have a police brutality that happened to me last year in Dickinson. I was tasered like 13 times for about 5 minutes straight. Begged for my life. They drug me on the sidewalk with my praying knees on the sidewalk, the end of the sidewalk, and they never gave me any medical treatment. I'm trying to get a lawyer to help me, and I can't seem, no lawyer will take my case, which is just crazy. I just don't understand it. So.
Well, I don't know who you're asking.
I don't know who to ask. I'm just going around lawyers in Fargo, and they're telling me they don't take cases like mine. Well, I hope somebody does, and if you know anybody, hopefully I'll listen to your show, and hopefully we'll hear somebody come on there that would take my case, because I got the video to prove my innocence on the police report and what they put about me in the newspaper. The video shows that's not what happened.
You're in Fargo. I have a friend that has defended folks in a pinch before, and his name is Jeff Bradall. I'd call Jeff Bradall.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Former University of North Dakota hockey player.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
You can always trust a former Sioux.
Yeah, perfect.
Once a Sioux, always a Sioux. Yeah, you bet. Appreciate the call. Right. Thanks a bunch. Here's another call that came in during the break.
Hey, Scott, I just want to call in reference to your little rant this morning about, you know, crime being up and referencing and making comparison to here in Minneapolis and everywhere else. You're missing the point. The people who have an issue with that are the ones that don't want any part of it. If they wanted part of that, they would have lived in a city like that. And it just mind boggles me because you're such a lapdog for oil country. It's sickening. Think outside the box a little bit and, you know, recognize it. It really does irritate people what's going on. Truly, the only people that benefit from the oil field are people directly involved.
Oh, wait a minute. We got to pick up on that. That's probably the thing I disagree with the most. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You want to know what's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahay Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
When's the last time you bought yourself new pillows at the lake? How about the hunting shack? Telling you what, folks, it's time. And we've got a great way for you to upgrade your sleep when you're out there. There's nothing better than being at the lake with the window open and the waves hitting the shore. And now just go to that next level, get rid of that pillow that's been there forever, and get yourself a MyPillow. And you can get a heck of a deal. There's a two-for-one deal sign, so you can replace all the pillows. Everybody gets a better night's sleep at the lake. And we would really like to get you the good deal. If you go MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, that gets you the two-for-one deal. Or call this number, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. That's 800-506-9028. 10-year warranty, doesn't go flat. 60-night money-back guarantee, stays cool. Very important at the lake. Want the pillow cool. Can't have air conditioning at the lake. That's against the law, isn't it? It should be. It's the lake. Open the windows. But sometimes it gets a little hot, you know?
Yeah, it can get a little muggy and stuff.
MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Need the pillow either way.
Yeah, there you go. All right. 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number. This is What's on Your Mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. In the meantime, you could tell us what's on your mind. I started talking a little bit about crime stats, and that's been dominating the conversation so far, which is great. We have Neil Carlson, who is a reporter for Valley News Live, that had a scoop this week. He caught up with the victim of the Walmart shooting, who was just recently released from the hospital. Lisa Braun is her name. Neil, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good.
By the way, I didn't mention, I'm going to return to that that caller we played right before the break and welcome others on that topic as well. But this sort of ties in, obviously, because, you know, shooting at the Walmart that kills one man, injures another, is a significant, event that, is... related to, obviously, our discussion on crime. So anyway, more on that in a moment. So, Neil, Lisa Braun, tell us a little bit about what you learned from her.
Well, she was willing to talk on the phone. I couldn't get her to go on camera. She says she's still kind of scared to go outside, a little frightened. She was shot in the shoulder, now recovering at home. She basically recounted the whole story for me. She saw the shooter, Marcel Willis, walk in. She didn't really see a gun, heard the first shot, and said she kind of ducked, and a shot again hit her in the shoulder, and the next shot hit Mr. Weiland standing beside her, and that shot killed him. Then he turned and walked down past the deli and took a shot at some other Walmart associates, missed them, and then she assumed that's when she heard the final shot where Mr. Willis turned the gun on himself.
One of the things that really struck me from your conversation with her was her commentary about the fact that Willis said something right before he fired his gun every time and the same thing. Tell us about that.
Well, I asked her about that several times. She said basically, yeah, before every time before he pulled the trigger, he would yell some word. At one point, I think I asked her about that question about three times. At one point, she said maybe it was a military-sounding word, but her answer basically got down to, I couldn't understand it. I don't really remember what he said. And I talking with Lieutenant Derek Zemel of the Grand Forks Police this morning, you know, there were since there were other witnesses in the building, there were some 30 employees and or shoppers in the store at the time. I asked him, you know, did he say some military phrase like "yoo-ha" or whatever? And at this point, as he's told everybody, he's not going to release any of that information because it is an ongoing homicide investigation, and that any knowledge of that could change statements from some of the witnesses and all this. So at this point, no clear indication of exactly what Mr. Willis yelled before he pulled the trigger each time.
Very interesting, though, and I did, too, talk with the lieutenant this morning, and all he basically would say is, you know, this is an active investigation, and we're looking at that. We're trying to put all those pieces of the puzzle together. We're not going to put out anything that might harm the investigation, and we're looking at that. So very, very interesting. And other than the individual that was missed, right, do we know who that was, the Walmart employee that was shot at, but he missed that employee? Do we know who that is?
No, and actually, as the way Lisa Brond explained it to me, there may have been a group that he shot at, but that's not clear, and as we've been saying here, police won't get into specifics about some of this yet.
Yeah, so there may be other folks that might have a little better idea of what he said and what was going on. The other thing from your interview and the story, which we're, by the way, just about to post on our Facebook page, too, in case you've missed this, was the look she described in the shooter. Tell us about that, Neil.
Well, she said it was almost a crazed look, wild. She said from her hospital, she saw the television reports and saw Marcel Willis, the shooter's photo on TV, and she said she couldn't even recognize him from his normal photo to the guy she saw in the store that shot her. So, you know, basically her words were a wild-looking, crazed look on his face. And as we learned today, he was legally drunk over two times the limit, but we don't know yet whether he had any other drugs in his system. Those facts will come out when the full toxicology report is released later on down the road.
Great reporting, and I'm not surprised. You've been at it a long time and do good work, Neil. So thanks for the update. Appreciate you sharing a bit of that story with us, okay?
You're welcome.
Neil Carlson, Valley News Live reporter. Again, Lisa Braun, the individual that did an exclusive interview with Valley News Live, she was the woman who was injured in that shooting. And the most interesting thing from this to me is that she says the shooter, Marcel Willis, did a bizarre thing while all this was happening. Each time before pulling the trigger, he would yell a word. And her exact words were, each time before he fired, he yelled some word. I don't remember what it was, but I heard him, yes, that word. And then I heard the gunshot, and then I don't remember what happened. So, you know, I'm sorry, but that says to me this has the potential that this guy's one of the lone wolf copycats, goes in there as some sort of, terrorist wannabe or whatever. What's the word? I mean, and obviously the police department's working on this, but it may tell us something about the motivation. Anyway, let's go back to that call. I'm going to play the whole call again here and then welcome others as well. This caller is taking me to task for the comments earlier on the Organized Crime Task Force. Here, listen to this.
Hey, Scott, I just want to call in reference to your little rant this morning about, you know, crime being up and referencing and making comparison to here in Minneapolis and everywhere else. You're missing the point. The people who have an issue with that are the ones that don't want any part of it. If they wanted part of that, they would have lived in a city like that. And it just mind boggles me because you're such a lapdog for oil country. It's sickening. Think outside the box a little bit and you know, recognize it. It really does irritate people what's going on. Truly, the only people that benefit from the oil field are people directly involved.
All right, he has a little more to say. I just want to take exception with that comment. First of all, I welcome criticism, so don't worry about that at all. You know, you're entitled to your opinion. When you say I'm a lapdog, I'd love to have a conversation with you to say, well, what does that mean? In other words, by my sharing my opinion of, in this case, that you know, look, is crime up? Yes, I've said that. I think it's understandable why it's up, because there's a population increase, significant one, right? And there's also a very well-publicized economic energy renaissance that's happening here, a boom that is happening here, which, by the way, is one of the reasons it's news, is because it's not happening anywhere else in this country, all right? So that attracts an element of people who say, oh, they found oil in North Dakota, I'm going to go there and work. You know, they have some issues, unfortunately. It comes with the turf, okay? I acknowledging all that, I'm just simply saying I rest well at night knowing that to the extent crime is up, to the extent, you know, there's some warning signs on drugs or organized crime or whatever, we have this. That's why we have Strike Task Force, okay? But I just want to take exception with one thing the caller said about the only people that benefit. And he said that as a fact. Only people that benefit are, you know, I don't know who he means, but, you know, the people in the industry. It's just simply not true. I mean, let me ask the caller. The person who serves you a taco and some potato Olays at the Watford City Taco John's today is making somewhere in the neighborhood of $18 to $20 an hour. Prior to the technology revolution that brought us hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling and the Bakken shale play on Earth, do you think there would, A, be a Taco John's in Watford City, and B, that individual would be making $18 to $20 an hour?
Well, there might be one, but, yeah. Not making that much money, though.
Yeah, and I doubt there'd be one. There wouldn't be a J.L. Beers either, and one of those is coming to downtown Watford City. That's just not true. I'll give you another example. A story that was shared on the air with us, I forget what day this week. Gene Veeder, who's a lifer, grew up, you know, generations of his family have been on the ranch out there, ranchers. All right. And Gene is now with the McKenzie County and told a story about his 59th birthday over the weekend, in which all three of his daughters and a grandchild were together for his birthday. And he said, without what's going on, they wouldn't be here. Does he benefit? Not in the oil industry. Of course he does. So, now let me agree with you on one part of your comment. And that is that compare Minneapolis and the crime or the traffic to here isn't the point, was your line. Because if I moved to Minneapolis, I'd understand that crime is going to be there. But I live in North Dakota, and I didn't have any of this crime. Things change. Nobody guaranteed you where you live is never going to change. Show me that contract. I get that. Now, again, whoever says, gosh, I didn't sign up for this amount of traffic, I didn't sign up for all these hassles, would have the ability to sell their property in a nanosecond for way more than it was prior to this. And there's plenty of quiet places in North Dakota. Quite honestly, there's plenty of quiet places right underneath your nose, and even the busiest part of the Bakken in Watford City. I was at the north unit of the Theodore Roosevelt State Park the night before last, and saw a grand total of three vehicles amidst this enormous amount of beauty. So there's peace and quiet. We'll find a little piece of it for you. More coming up on What's in Your Mind. Welcome your comments. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. They can do new Fords and Chevys too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
I want to tell you about our product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back. No obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Before the top of the hour, we continue on What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hannon. That caller, by the way, wasn't done, so I want to make sure that we let him finish his piece here. Go ahead and roll that.
The price of everything has gone up, and wages haven't, unless you work out there. Think about it.
All right. So I guess when he's saying the wages haven't, I don't know what he means, unless you work out there, because my example is Taco Bell. Wages have gone up everywhere in North Dakota. They have to keep workforce. Number one problem right now for any employer in North Dakota is keeping people, hiring people. So wages are certainly going up. And
well, they're not keeping people. I mean, right, those are maybe places that are trying to buck that, but they'll never get away with it in the long run.
Right. And, you know, I'd love to have a conversation with that individual, not to argue, but just to say, well, what makes me a lapdog? You think I'm a lapdog? In other words, does that mean, Todd, that I don't say anything unless somebody tells me to say it? Is that what it means to be a lapdog? What does that mean?
I guess it's different. It's a different definition out of different people, but I suppose, yeah, you just say whatever the oil companies tell you to say, I guess. I would submit that's not the case, but...
Yeah, so,
I mean, do
you know,
deliberately go on the air and
you know,
tick them off? Of course not. You don't go deliberately go on the air and tick anybody off.
Here's my deal. I just wish, you know, in the case of this individual, you have an opinion different than mine. That is, look, it's America. That's great. And I have to enjoy the discussion without question. Okay. But I don't think that you think the way you think because something's telling you to think that way. And therefore you're saying it. I think you have an opinion and you say it. I think it's a lazy argument against somebody else's argument to say you're a lapdog.
Exactly.
Right? Now, unabashed supporter of the American energy renaissance? You bet I am.
But that doesn't make you a lapdog.
Because it's changing lives. And I think, quite honestly, the vast majority of the media report on this in a lazy fashion. They give you, as I said earlier, the example of the crime thing. It's crime's bad. Oil here, crime up. Oh, it's bad. Without any context. That's ridiculous. And, you know, they want sound bites. They want, we do it differently. Now, you can call that cheerleading or whatever. The point is, we do a show every day here for 2 hours where we talk to newsmakers and we share opinions and we take calls from everyone who calls and anyone. So if you have a different opinion, come at it. And I know sometimes people call Manny and they say, hey, just tell Scott this or tell Scott that. We can't do that because he's like the guy in the Ed Sullivan Show spinning all those plates. See, he's got about four of them going. So if he's having to add a fifth plate, It's a little tough to do, you know what I'm saying? So if you have something to say, just stay on the phone and tell us what you have to say. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I know we have a couple more off-air calls. Todd, you tell me when they're ready to go, and I'll roll those if we need to. Todd's the screener when they come in during the segments here on the program. Hey, Congressman Kevin... Say that again.
Say, go ahead and roll that one. Or you want me to roll it? Or
I can roll it. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall, by the way.
Yeah, Scott Hannon, you sort of are kind of like a lapdog. You're always promoting ethanol. It started, oh, we're going to save the planet. We're going to have ethanol, you know, the big government. You're always for big government stuff. The windmills now, you know. Oh, we're going to have energy security. No, that started with all this global warming bullshit. Or BS, I guess I could say instead of using the other word. But anyway, you sort of are like a lapdog because you are for big government stuff. Anything that's promoted by big government, you're kind of, oh, with your metadata. Oh, that's going to keep you safe. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Safe and secure. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You're a lapdog.
I'm a lapdog for big government, Todd, just so you know. Because I often say, bring on big government.
Okay, so if you're critical of big government, then are you a lapdog for the other side? Or is it possible somebody could think independently and happen to think the same way? You're right. The lapdog thing is you're exactly right. It's intellectually lazy. Yeah. It is possible for somebody to think the same way as somebody else without being their lapdog.
I also, by the way... say save the planet a lot. I think that's actually probably the most often uttered phrase that I use on the program. Save it, right? No. So I don't know where that came from. Anyway, another call. I need the name here, Manny, so we can get that in because we have a grand total of 1 minute left here on the program before on this segment, rather. We're going to go up to Minot and Bob. Bob, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, I just wanted to throw something in there. I listen to you guys all the time. Enjoy your program. I've been up in North Dakota now for a little over five years, a surveyor in the Bakken, you know. I left Arizona I had a bunch of children, I lost my house and everything there because the economy just went terrible. And I came up here and I reestablished Last year, I bought a home again, and this thing has been a good thing for me and my family. My grown adult children are employed and have opportunity, and this has been a real good thing for myself and my family. I just wanted to share that with you.
Glad you did, Bob, because it's changed a lot of lives, what's happening here, and that's why I get excited about it. That's why that's the story that excites me, and I don't need anybody to whisper in my ear to tell me what to think to know you becoming a resident of North Dakota from Arizona and providing for your family is a good thing, and there's more opportunities here, and we've got some energy security to boot. So, Bob, call again. Great story. Appreciate it. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
If you need grain stuff, Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington has it. Their website is grainstuff.com. In a moment, I'll give you their number. Great staff, very knowledgeable, very friendly. Get you the products you need. GSI grain bins and dryers, Springland power sweeps, Shivers bin dryers, Ritchie livestock waterers, welding supplies, gases, gears, pulleys, even bulk bolts and nuts. Everything you need. Grainstuff.com or call 800-859-2032. Carrington, North Dakota's Central Steel Building and Construction.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.